Jeremy Gray Show on B101.5.
What would you know? It's International Women's Day, and I've got so much estrogen in the studio this morning, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm happy. I'm happy about it.
And that estrogen is just from you. No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Whoa.
No, it's because we have ginger in here, and we have Chardonnay.
Chardonnay, and yeah, Ginger and AJ here, and then, you know. And there's me.
And then there's you.
Jeremy.
Jeremina. That's what we're going to call you for today.
So I don't know. By the way, my mind is gone. We got to do the Friday chant.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Help us out. It's Friday. We're feeling good. Let's go, baby. Friday.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Ginger Walker, Give Back Team, Coldwell Banker Leap. She's here.
I am.
And she's ready to answer your questions. This is the Ask the Realtor segment. It's coming up next, so get those texts in if you got a question. I know you've been looking at houses. Maybe you're looking for that starter home. Maybe you're looking for that dream home. Whatever you got, Ginger's got an answer for you. I was on here perusing houses yesterday after
the
show.
I see you perusing houses. I know when you're online.
I'm a peruser.
Oh, that's funny.
He is
really?
A peruser. Yes.
That's only a little bit creepy.
I know. It is a little bit creepy.
Do you see me when I'm sleeping? Do you know when I'm awake?
Awake.
Do you know when he's bad and good? Because most of the time I feel like it's bad.
It's 95%
bad. It's usually
bad.
Yeah.
Naughty.
I just heard women love bad boys, so I try to put on that, you know.
There you go.
I'm going to get a tattoo later that says mom on it. You know what I mean? All right, we're coming up next with Ginger, so hang tight. Libby is in the Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers Time Saver Traffic Center. Good morning.
Still smooth ride this morning, Jeremy Drought Frederick's
show on B101.5.
All right, good morning. 719, Jeremy and AJ here. We also have Ginger Walker from the Give Back Team of Coldwell Banker Elite in studio for Ask the Realtor. Good morning, Ginger. How are you?
Good morning, sunshine.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Really quick, since it is International Women's Day, do y'all have, like, a favorite, let's go with women's anthem song, or like a song that's like a empowering song for women? Do you have like a favorite one?
I do.
Is it weird that I thought of Girls, Girls, Girls first?
No, that is not.
Girls, girls, girls.
Oh,
what's wrong with that one?
From the Broadway musical Wicked, Defying Gravity.
Oh, okay.
That is a really good
that
one.
That is like, Ginger, if I need like, can like I, what, a pep what, talk.
Pull it up a little bit.
My microphone?
There you go.
Is that better?
Oh, that's perfect.
Is that perfect?
That is perfect. Now I can hear you crystal clear.
Crystal clear?
Yeah.
I don't know if I really have one, to be honest with you. Like, I have certain songs that I just rock out to, but like Dancing Queen is my song.
Oh,
like, that's my
that's
song.
That's a good
like,
one.
But I feel like we're all missing one big one here.
Oh, gosh.
And I think y'all will agree with me.
Okay.
Seriously.
Will we?
Shania Twain, Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, that is a great
a good one. Okay, we will give you that one.
Yeah,
as
that
a
is
dude, bear, I love that song.
Let's go, girls.
Oh, my gosh.
So good.
She's iconic.
It is really good.
Yep.
Ginger?
My microphone's a hot mess.
Well, just rip it off and throw it out the window. We don't need that one. You can come share this
but
one.
You have to bend it up to, yeah.
Yeah,
there you
just
go.
Spray some WD-40 on it, slap some duct tape on there. We'll be good.
Is that good?
Ginger, what's going on with the market?
So, you know what? I feel like every time I come here, I say the same thing. It's an inventory problem. That's what we have right now. We're lower in inventory. Houses are still sitting. So the interesting thing is sellers are waiting right now. They're still holding, not putting the houses on the market. Houses that are on the market are tending to sit even longer now. Average days on market in our Fredericksburg area is a little over a month. But I will tell you, buyers, even though interest rates, they've just come down a little bit. They're under 7. They're in the 6s. They're still selling. So if you see a house, it's priced appropriately. I will tell you, I put a house in coming soon, not even on the market for people to see it with one photo. I had 4 offers on the first day.
Wow.
My goodness.
It went under contract, well, over list price with very little inspections, actually no inspections.
So people are hungry to buy right
now.
So
even though you're hearing these things, if you see a home that is the perfect one for you, do not wait.
Yeah.
You know, so it is one of those things where some things are a little overpriced, and that's where you're seeing price drops, and that's why you're seeing some houses sit, but some houses are still going off the market with multiple offers.
You know, I saw a house, I believe it was yesterday, and I really couldn't believe the price. It almost seemed too good to be true, Ginger, because this was a brand new build.
Mm-hmm.
This was a 2024 home, and it was a beautiful house. It was like 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just gorgeous.
Okay.
And it was only like 400 G's, and I'm like, I was thinking it was going to be like at least $500,000. And I'm really confused because I see, I turn the corner and I see a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, that's going for, you know, $485. I'm like, what is so special about this? I just don't. Well, that's just me being naive, I guess.
Sure. Well, maybe not. With new construction, the key thing that you have to remember is that that's the base price. So once you start adding the fits and finishes that you want to put in there.
Cabinets, that, countertops.
That price is going to go up. So that's the base model. So that's the basic things that they're going to put in there. So once you start going to the design center, that's where you might be adding another $20,000 to $50,000 depending on what you're going to be putting in there.
That's what
flooring,
I was missing.
Appliances.
So okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's why I'm naive. And that's where daddy's got to break out the wallet. You know what I'm saying?
But the key thing when you're doing that, so if you think about it, then you want to put the money in the things you cannot change, which are the structural things. So maybe that's where you put the money in the bump out for the kitchen space. Maybe you don't add the upgraded granite or the most expensive whatever tile, but you add the space because in the future you can change the other things, but you can't add to the space per se.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So you brought up, you were talking about new construction. So one of our questions that I have is, if you're going into a neighborhood that is a new build, should you work with the builder's agent or can you get your own agent? Because a lot of times you just kind of show up and they're like, here, this is the person you work with for this neighborhood. And it can be very confusing, you know, especially if you want to work with your own agent.
So it's a great question. And let me clarify something. They're not always a licensed agent.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they don't have to be. So they could be a representative of the builder, and that's the key word. They're a representative of the builder.
So they represent the builder's interests more than maybe
so
yours.
They work for the builder. They're there to help you, but they're representing the builder.
I didn't know they weren't licensed.
They don't have to
be. They don't have to
be. They can be, but they don't have to be. So it is in your best interest to have someone sitting by your side that represents you.
That makes sense.
And one thing to note, too, is that the contract that I would write for you on a resale, for example, is a contract that's very different than the builder's contract. And every builder's contract can be different also.
Oh, wow.
So one builder will write a contract specific for them, and then another builder's contract is very different for them. So knowing the ins and outs of what to look for is really important as well.
Yeah, I think that, like you said, I think that's really important, especially, you know, if you want to back out of the deal because something's not going right with the build. But you're locked in because there's no escape plan from that. And that's why bringing in a real estate agent like you can help overcome some of those obstacles or see them before they become obstacles.
And we can still sometimes negotiate those contracts on your behalf, which a lot of people don't realize.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
More with Ginger Walker from the Give Back team of Coldwell Banker Elite coming up next. Also, Know the Show is coming up next. And we've got cupcakes from Sweet Reasons in Central Park. And also this.
Let's go, girls.
I mean, come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Dance
International
party.
Women's Day dance party does commence.
Yeah.
During the break here. Libby's in the Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers Time Saver Traffic Center. Good morning.
Thanks, Jeremy. We've certainly seen
1.5.
Ginger Walker joins us in studio right now from the Give Back team of Coldwell Banker Elite. Get those texts in, 899-1015 or 800-685-1015. We got a text right here, Ginger. I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what it says, but I don't understand why sellers are waiting to sell. If you need to move, I would think you would want to get in the market as soon as you can.
I agree with you 1,000%. Sellers are waiting to sell, I think, because they're waiting for the interest rates to come down a little bit. Right now, interest rates, you know, they've been bumping around. They were over 7%. This week, they've kind of settled back into the sixes. The projection is that probably as we get a little closer to summer, that they are going to come down again. We're waiting to hear what's happening next with interest rates, but the plan is hopefully that they will come down a little bit. The thing that sellers are also looking at, you got to remember, is if they sell, where are they going to go? So they're also looking at what's my next plan? What's my next step? And if they're going to sell, they probably have to buy. And so they're also saying to themselves, well, I'm going to be in the next person's shoes to buy. Where am I going to go? And that's the concern, is a seller is saying, what am I going to do next? And where am I going to go? Because there's not that much inventory for me to buy.
Right.
So that's also the concern for some sellers. So some sellers are holding just because of that. But people are moving, buying and selling every single day. And sellers are starting to come onto the market. We are in spring market now. More and more inventory will start hitting. And I think you're going to start seeing that probably more like April, May, and into June.
Is that a little bit later than normal?
It is. It is. We're starting to see it now. Usually we started seeing it in February and markets passed, but I think we're going to start seeing it more and more as we progress into spring.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. I have a question for you, too. Let's see.
Can I just make a comment?
Yeah.
Both of you, because I know the listeners can't see you, but they're both wearing the same B101.5 t-shirt. I just need to make
t-shirt.
I'm going to post a picture of the two of you and tag the radio station so everyone can see
we
you.
We did not plan
it
this.
It is so cute, you guys. It's adorable.
I need to do laundry. That's why I'm doing
this. I wore it because you wore the shirt like 2 days ago, and yeah. I was like, Jeremy's not going to wear it. He just wore it.
I mean, like, when you walked in, though, AJ, I was like, oh my gosh, they're twinning.
Twinsies. Yep, we text each other. What are you wearing?
So cute. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. What should I expect from my realtor when listing my home? I mean, I know that there's a lot of different styles of photos. There's a lot of different things, but what should I expect?
I won't say what you should expect from your realtor. I can tell you what you should expect from me.
Okay.
Because what I do. What I do is maybe a little bit different than the average agent, because I don't think of anything as being average. We take the pretty pictures. We do the beautiful video. But we do 10 steps more than just that.
Okay.
We will, if at all possible, put a drone in the air, which most agents hopefully do.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe in leading with lifestyle first. Nobody really likes watching just a video of a house, especially if they don't live here.
Mm-hmm.
They like learning about the area that they might live in.
That's true, yeah.
Right? So we also lead with lifestyle videos first. We show the area where your home is going to be listed.
I love that.
So, you know, we want to show the local stores that they're going to shop in, where they're going to maybe buy their milk and go out for dinner.
Yeah, restaurants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where they might be walking around town and, you know, shopping. Where they're going to get the hot lane if they're going to work in D.C. or Quantico,
Good point, yeah.
How they're going to commute and where they're going to live.
See, I like that.
So we lead with the lifestyle first.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the marketing, you know, we have some secret sauce in how we market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll kind of use this as an example. When you start talking about sparkly shoes, which I'm always wearing, and then you open up your computer and you start seeing those targeted ads for sparkly shoes, well, I do the same thing with your house. So, you know, there's a little bit of magic behind some of the things that we do. But we like to take things and not just look at doing outside of the box marketing. We do no box marketing.
See, I love that.
We take things in and try and find the right people for the house, not just put it out there for everybody to see.
Every little thing she does is magic. And that's you, Ginger. You're a magic maker. All right, Ginger, help us out this morning. We got to give some stuff away. It's 7:44, and it's time for
Know the Show.
A dozen cupcakes from Sweet Reasons up for grabs. 899-1015 or 800-685-1015. Topside Federal Credit Union hotlines. Know the Show, AJ. Why don't you slap it on us?
So yesterday we were talking about something that Ted would 100% do, and Jeremy and I were like, we will never, ever do this.
Ever.
Ever.
Like ever.
No.
Oh my.
Because I think you and I both find it to be a little bit too risky and dangerous, where Ted is okay with the danger that's involved.
Wait,
which
what?
Is surprising.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
He's weird, man. He is so weird. The things he's willing to do and not willing to do.
Off-roading in Crocs, maybe?
Right, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I'm telling you, he's a strange man. All right, we'll get to your call.
Rut-row.
Right after traffic. Libby is in the express oil change. I don't know why I like saying it like that, but I do. So Libby in the express oil change and tire engineers, time saver traffic center. What's going on? Morning.
Jeremy, good shape this morning.
Made you a big winner this morning.
B101.5.
There you go. And that's another reason why Tedward is weird. He will ride the things he won't do. Like he won't
I'm
go outside.
I'm scared of a roller coaster.
Yeah, scared of a roller coaster.
But I'll go into the air in a basket.
If it's under 60 degrees outside, can't go outside. Nah, it's
cold.
Too much. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I'll let a piece of, you know, nylon and whatever else.
I might try
take
that.
I'd
try it with Ted.
Well, you're brave.
You guys
I would
go
totally
right
try it.
Go ahead, please. Be my guest. I'll wave to you guys from the ground. I'm telling you, this is not the Wizard of Oz, and we don't need that. Like, who even came up with the hot air balloon and thought that would be a great idea?
I think it would be fun.
All right. Well.
I'm out.
Fun fact, they actually used hot air balloons during the Civil War. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, they did.
That's
cool. You are full of information today.
I'm just saying. Huh. Oh, I'm a history buff.
You are. You know. It's true.
But anyway, one more question for Ginger, please.
Yes. So you have a new TV show, which we're very excited for you with that. And congratulations.
Thank you.
But you are looking for houses to feature on this show. So
we are.
How are you reaching out to folks? Can people reach out to you?
Yeah.
Give us a little more info.
So we're looking for unique houses, fun houses, small houses, big houses, any kind of house that's really unique that someone might be interested in learning more about.
Okay.
Also businesses. So we're featuring businesses, restaurants. We just did Rebellion. I don't want to say who we just featured. We actually just shot the TV show yesterday, so up in Stafford. But we've done a couple in downtown Fredericksburg. And yesterday we also shot on a 10-acre lot, a log home. I don't want to say cabin because it's actually a home. And very unique because there's not many log homes in Stafford County. So,
oh, that was in Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
It was on land?
On 10 acres
plus.
That's
like my dream.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
So we are looking for people who are wanting to sell their home that want to have it featured on the show. So
how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, just give me a call or, you know, givebackteam.com where you can always find me.
And then how do we get to watch your show? Like, where is it at?
Yeah, so it's been featured on the CW Network, but it replays on Roku, Amazon Prime. You can, actually, if you go to my Instagram, The Real Ginger Walker, we put all the information there where you can find it. But Roku is usually the easiest place to go.
Great.
That's Travel Channel, it's been shown.
Ginger, yeah. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Hopefully that's not
I'm
too
excited.
Long from now.
Yeah.
Also, if you know or if you need anybody to come and metal detect that 10-acre lot in Stafford, I know a guy. His name is Jeremy Gray. Super handsome guy.
I'll tell my seller.
Kind of nerdy.
Yeah, I know.
You know, with the history stuff. So just
let him know.
Let him know. I mean, me, him.
So we do need to know the show for tomorrow, and it is International Women's Day.
Oh.
And Ginger did tell us her favorite...
My favorite song.
...song is...
Dancing Queen.
There you go.
Dancing Queen, Monday morning. And I believe Monday morning is $20 to Widewater Grill in Stafford.
Yes.
So that's
good
yummy.
Breakfast.
Absolutely. So that'll be Monday morning. It is the Jeremy Gray Show. Jeremy and AJ here along with Ginger Walker and Chardonnay. Ted's down the hall.
Doing Ted things.
And right now, Libby is in the Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers Time Saver Traffic Center. Libby, let's go.
Still unavailable.